It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbart and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
And we are continuing our spotlight on Avon here at the University Hospital's Avon Health Center. A lot of folks coming in after work, getting their workout in and having a wonderful time. We're having a wonderful time. We've been here since 3 o'clock, and you've got us for another 20 minutes or so. Happy to have you along for the ride. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas, and we are joined across the table now by the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, Tom Kramick. A pleasure to have you on as always, my friend. How are you?
Nice to see you guys in person.
That's right.
Usually we're on the phone. Yeah. It's nice to actually, you know, see you in person and chat a little bit. Doesn't feel like baseball weather out there, but we're going to talk baseball.
That's all right. Hey, as long as you make it sound like you're wearing a suit and tie, you always come off well on the air. As long as you make it sound like it's nice outside, we'll give those people that weird visual that maybe it just might be nice outside.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
Sure. We'll
I don't even
that.
Think I own a suit and tie yeah, anymore. Right. I think I burned it when I came here.
Well, this is the guy you want to talk to about fashion right here, Andy Bulbarch.
Yeah.
We start a new segment on the show, the suit and tie hour.
Fashion tips by Bull.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't know if everyone else would, but
Christian Dior
idea.
To sponsor that. Now you're
good.
Talking.
We started the conversation last week with Rick Nolan of the Chronicle Telegram and Medina Gazette. We were going to talk Cavs. We ended up spending like 6 or 7 minutes on the fact that it
suits.
Was the first time he had worn a suit in 40 years.
Wow.
40 years. That's the impressive part.
That's a good record to go 40 years without wearing one.
And I think that's something most guys would like to do, if I could go 40 years without wearing a suit. Yeah.
At your ripe young age of 27, 28, if you went the next 40 years without wearing a suit, you know, you could go. You might be able to make it to your grandkids' high school graduation.
Never tying another necktie is a goal of mine in life.
That's a heck of a goal.
Yeah, that's a great goal. Uh-huh.
If I could get away with that, I would try.
Yeah,
I would try.
Well, you're getting married, so you're gonna have to dress up at least one more day in your life.
At least one more day.
One more day.
See, I gotta go with the tux.
Yeah.
See, people love some. I feel like there are two different camps. You're either in the tie camp or the bow tie camp. Me personally, and nothing against anybody that likes bow ties, I hate the way bow ties look on me. I hate putting them on. I feel like I've got a Pee Wee Herman look when I put a bow tie on. It just doesn't suit me well. I would rather go with tie, but you know what? To each their own. People have their own style. I want to go back to something you mentioned when you took over operations of the Crushers, I guess going back 3 years now.
Yep.
You mentioned that we have a great facility out here. We've got to find a way to use this thing a heck of a lot more often.
Yes.
And it sounds like, you know, the ball has been rolling there for 3 years now. More and more events are taking place now, and it sounds like in the 2018 calendar year, we'll see a lot more of that continue.
Well, we'll have some of the things that we've already established. And by the way, I'm here today to formally invite you to play in the Legends game again.
The invitation is there.
You got out of last year's game unharmed,
right,
to the best of my knowledge.
Sure.
So we're going to give it another go. You know, our Cleveland Sports Legends softball game in conjunction with Ray's Auto and Our Lady of the Wayside, because we like supporting that organization. We've got Kevin Mack scheduled to come out.
Wow.
Your broadcasting brother, Austin Carr, is coming out and playing that game. Craig Krenzel and Mark Price.
Huh?
Wow.
So, and we'll have some others. You were talking earlier about Len and Joe over at Notre Dame. We got to reach out to them. Hopefully Travis Hafner will join us again and Matt Wilhelm. But it's June 23rd. So start training now. You're in this beautiful workout facility here. It's time to get your game on, Bull. You got about 4 months to get in game shape.
Maybe you can get a hit this year, right?
See, while we're on that topic, you're right. No damage was done to me physically, but I'll tell you what, emotionally, I've been destroyed.
Still traumatized.
Still traumatized by all that.
PTSD going on there.
Yeah. He keeps claiming the official score missed his one hit. Official scores don't miss hits, Paul.
Hold on. Once I tell you who that official score was,
that wasn't Grattan.
It was Grattan.
You're doomed there. You're doomed.
I always tell Grattan, I'm not trying to pick on him, but he gives me so many excuses. And when he does something like that, the old hit I had the entire game, he missed. He just missed.
He only watches every third play.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so somehow, some way, he missed that. And I have no idea how, so I've been hearing about it every single show since. We bring people on, and at first it started out with me going like 0 for 2. And then I said, how can I go 0 for 2 when I had 4 at-bats? Then I was like 0 for 10. Then I was 0 for 20.
0 for 14.
And somehow these magical at-bats just appeared. I don't know how.
The legend grows over time.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
The legend grows over time. Well, you were telling me earlier that Cleveland Sports Legends softball game is not the only softball game taking
place. We have that going on, and we're also talking to what used to be the Akron Racers and are now going to be the Cleveland Comets, the professional women's fast pitch team that's been playing over in Akron. It looks like they're going to play five or six games out at Springer Stadium this year, probably around the first week of August. So we're excited about that. Should be a lot of fun. I would love to get some of our players in a batter's box to face some of those ladies who can wing that softball pretty fast, but I'm not sure their pride will allow them to get in there and do that. So
not.
We have that going on. We're going to do.
Bulls used to striking out. Sorry,
yeah, right.
Maybe he could
right.
do it.
There's a T that ball was just placed.
We're doing our craft beer festival again.
Nice.
You know, the MAC tournament just finished up down at the Q. I was down there Saturday and watched Buffalo win. MAC baseball will be back third week of May, right before Memorial Day weekend. And we'll be doing a lot of youth baseball, and we're looking into doing some soccer as well, possibly midsummer, because it's a World Cup year, even though the U.S. won't be there, and get some youth soccer going out in the fall. So it's going to be a busy summer. We've got a lot planned.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it, and mm-hmm. it sounds like you a lot of familiar faces coming back, too. I know last year, boy, it was weird. You and I talked at the end of last season, and I want to say it was 2 or 3 weeks into August. You said, Bull, they're going to do it to me again. They're going to give me a heart attack, and they're going
right
to take me down to the
end.
Final game. And it was eerily similar. Now, you know, the year before, of course, I think, you know, we were talking late July. You mentioned, well, you know, this will give us some time to kind of look back and kind of focus on some things. Then the next thing you know, they go on that crazy winning streak, and they were in the playoff race until the final day. And they had a similar August this year. So
Yep. We missed out again. I think we missed by 3 games at the end of the season. Not good enough. We need to make the playoffs. We need to be better. We've got several guys coming back that fans know. Our 2017 Springer Player of the Year, Sean Hurley, out in left field. Had a great year, hit 15 home runs, hit 260. He'll be back this year. In right field, LJ Kalawaya. The guy was our leadoff hitter, and we did a beer promotion that if he got a base hit, then beer was discounted for like 20 minutes. Guy hit 320, so he will be a fan favorite again this year.
No kidding.
Big time.
Connor Simonetti, who was in the Washington National system, our first baseman, he hit over 300. He'll be back. And, you know, last year, on the eve of spring training, we lost our catcher, Brian De La Rosa, to the Florida Marlins. And so we lost him for the season. He came back in August, hit 300 over the course of the 3 weeks he played with us. He'll be back this year. So we're excited. We've got a good core group of guys coming back. We've got some new guys coming back, or new guys coming. A guy named Cameron Newell, who we got from the American Association, hit 260 last year. Good center fielder. He'll be playing. So we're excited about this year. I mean, the goal is the same. We want to bring a championship back, and we're not going to quit until we can do that. So hopefully we'll be playing games in September this year.
What's the process for the Lake Erie Crushers this time of year as the snow's falling down here? It's in the middle of March. What are you guys into?
I talked to Cam Roth right now. He is on a plane for Florida next Monday. He'll be down there for a week or two, scouting some of the major league camps, putting together a team of guys who will be playing some of the affiliated single-A, double-A teams and minor league camps. So this is the time of year he's really looking at players. You know, a lot of guys are getting released right now, guys from the tribe camp or whoever. Who aren't getting assigned to A ball or double A ball, and they still want to play. So, and they can still play. So that's who we're looking at.
Well, and it essentially gives them a second chance.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's the cool thing.
That's
about
what it's about.
League. Yeah, it's because definitely. I mean, you're not just guys who are getting a second chance who at one point played an affiliated ball, but also those college guys that
right.
maybe weren't looked at. You know, scouts. Like scouting is not exactly scientific. I mean, it's one of those things where sometimes you just miss on some guys or you just don't see them or you don't spend enough time on them. So that's what makes the league so great, the fact that you get so many guys from so many different walks of life who essentially get a second chance.
We signed a kid last year out of Oklahoma, Austin O'Brien. You remember him, played first base for us. About 3 weeks ago, he got signed by the Philadelphia Phillies, and he's down in their Clearwater camp right now. Had a good year for us, did some workouts in the fall, and he's getting his second chance right now to chase his dream and hopefully one day play Major League Baseball. So that's really what the Frontier League is about. It's about giving those guys an opportunity. A couple years ago, we had Fernando Gallegos, the pitcher, played out at Cal State, and he's still pitching in the White Sox system. So, yeah, that's why it's there, to give those guys who who maybe didn't do so well their first time around, another chance at affiliated ball, or the guys who didn't get picked out of college who can play another chance to chase that dream?
You mentioned that Cam's down in Florida right now. Did he spend any time in that California Winter League? Is that still something that's kind of still going on?
That's still going on. Well, it's over now, but yeah, he was not out there this year, but we had some guys out there scouting players, and we signed two pitchers from that league. And then the Frontier League will be doing a tryout. I think you've aged out.
I have.
You've aged out.
Too old.
That'll be down in Florence. I think it's like the 23rd, 24th of April, right before we start spring training, which will be April 26th, 2 weeks, and we're going.
Although, let me say this. I may have aged out, but there's a name circulating in the Frontier League.
There is a name circulating, yeah.
And he's way older than I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm just throwing this out there.
Yeah.
There's a guy circulating that is supposed to play a weekend series in Normal. I think I could say this, right? They've written press releases and all that good
sure.
stuff.
So yeah, sure.
Jose Canseco is supposed to play a weekend series in Normal. Canseco's got me by about 15 years at least, just saying. So
right.
If he hasn't aged out, I might have a chance.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I think he's also chemically enhanced himself yeah. a little more than you have.
Yeah, maybe slightly.
Uh-huh.
Maybe slightly.
I wonder if he'll relive that bouncing the ball off the top of his head sure. that went over the fence, that great highlight of his.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's not against us, so I'm not too worried about it.
Right, right. Mm. Guys like that, it's weird how they always seem to stick around. He did this thing a few years back where I think teams would bring him in, and they would do the slow pitch softball thing. They would have home run derbies, all that good stuff with him. And he wouldn't sell out ballparks, but just the name alone, he would still bring people in by just doing a home run derby,
right.
slow pitch softball. It's crazy how guys like that are still making a living doing these things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to open it up for batting practice and invite people in, and I'm sure he'll launch a couple in BP and get it over the fence. So, you know, he's a name. He's a name everybody knows. I don't know how Major League Baseball feels about it, but he wasn't exactly given an honorary discharge from that place. So,
although he was one of those guys who named some names, and everyone thought, "Oh, he's just saying things," and then it turned out he wasn't. Just
he wasn't
saying
lying.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't lying.
He knew.
He had an idea somehow, some way.
So we're gonna have fun summer. We're looking forward to it. It just needs to warm up about 40 degrees.
Well, I was just gonna say, if you could put your order in now with Mother Nature to
That'd
see
be great.
If she can't warm things up just a skosh.
Yeah.
Now, one other thing I wanted to talk to you about too. It's going to be a little bit different at the beginning of the year. You guys are still hosting the MAC tournament, as you mentioned, but you're going to have three day games right off the bat.
Right, exactly. You know, we do those annual school day games, and we used to do one, and it would sell out in about a day and a half. So we've expanded that to two this year, and then we're also going to do sort of a businessman's senior day for the people who want to get out and watch day baseball. So that's going to be our first three games, and then we're going to have an opening night that Friday night. I think it's the 18th of May.
Cool.
And we've got a lot of great promotion schedules to this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Kind of like two opening days.
Right. We're going to have a day opener and then a Friday night opener. One of the promos we're doing this year that I think is really going to be a lot of fun is we're going to celebrate. It's our 10th season. So it was, you know, in 2009 that they won that Frontier League championship. So we're going to honor that team this year. We're bringing back Mazzarelli, Andrew Davis. We've reached out to Gordy Gronkowski. He's expressed an interest in coming back. So I can't remember the date. It's one of the Friday nights in June. We're going to be celebrating the 2009 inaugural team / Frontier League championship team. So that we're going to try and get about a dozen guys back, and it should be a lot of fun.
Very nice.
Yep.
You invite Maz back. That could be a heck of a lot of fun. Maz is a good dude. Maz is fun. You get Maz.
He'll be back.
You get Maz and Davis back?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try and get Gordy back as well. You know, he was a very popular guy back in those days, and a lot of people were very connected to that team because, A, they won a championship. It was the first year of the Lake Erie Crushers. So people should be excited to see that. It'll be a fun night.
Should be a blast. Well, I'm glad that I was given the formal invitation to play again in the Legend softball game.
Yep.
I am 100% in, regardless of all the heckling I've taken from Matt Douglas over the last 8 or 9 months because of it.
It hasn't been that bad. I just try and tell the truth. I'm the news guy, Bull.
Uh-huh, right.
Get the story out there.
Maybe we'll find a new official scorer to watch your bats this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody
right.
actually paying attention, not getting nervous while they're, you know.
Now you have to get a hit. You realize you've complained about this all year. Now you have to get a hit in this game, right? The pressure's on.
What do I have to do here?
Were you on Barker's team?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe we'll put you on another team because he'll knock you off that plate. He'll brush you back, well, even if it's slow pitch underhand.
Well, who is it? He hit Golic, right?
He hit Golic.
Yeah, he hit Golic with that pitch. That was hilarious. I mean, obviously kind of sort of they talked about what they were going to do because they charged each other like they were going to do something. Then they kind of stopped, put their hands on their hips, and then they kind of hugged each other.
Yeah. Neither one of those guys are charging anywhere these days.
Yeah, they casually strolled.
They strolled toward each other, which, you know, they can consider that charging at each other.
Sure, I guess. Yeah. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me out. Good to see you guys. Matt, good to see you.
Hey, good seeing you as well,
Congratulations on the pending nuptials in September. We got a baseball season to get through first.
Oh, we'll get through it.
Yeah.
September 29th is the actual date, but I did that because I knew the Crushers were going to be playing in the Frontier League Championship, so I had to push that back.
Done until mid-September, so I'm glad you're thinking ahead and thinking positively.
Always. I'm always thinking about you, my friend.
Good.
You know that.
Good.
You know that. All right. Let's get to one last break. Tom Kramer of the Lake Erie Crushers joining us here on our Spotlight on Avon at University Hospital's Avon Health Center. We'll come back to wrap up the show right after this on AM 930 WEOL.